To most Americans, that is the sound of a carousel or merry-go-round. But to carnival and circus workers, what you're hearing is a jenny or a flying jenny if the wooden horses go up and down. Sideshow entertainer and historian Todd Robbins says that's just one example of the special vocabulary of the carnival. These traveling shows would roll into town, set up for a day or perhaps a week or two, then pull up stakes and move on to the next stop.
And because of this nomadic quality, they have a tendency to rely upon themselves and not look to the communities for much other than basic supplies. And it kind of builds up these walls around these carnival and circus people. So because of that, there's a certain jargon that has developed.
A certain shady reputation developed as well. Mr. Robbins freely concedes that over the years, certain carnies, as carnival folks are often called, have deserved mistrust. He points to the Midway, the section of the carnival where food stands and games are set up, and where the customers, called marks, wander around, distracted by all the activity.
The term mark comes from having someone put a mark on a person's back with a little piece of chalk. For instance, they were at a game or they were at a food stand and took out their wallet and they got what's known as a peek at the poke, which means they saw what they had in the wallet and there was a lot of money there. So they put a little mark on the person's shoulder so as they were going along, the games people would be really working to get them in to take the money, the con artists and stuff. So there is that element there.
Today, carnivals are part of a regulated industry and sideshows, where they exist at all, are tame affairs. However, Todd Robbins says that 40 or 50 years ago, carnivals provided an all-day exotic adventure for entire communities.
They'd come out and watch them put up the tent and set up the whole show. They'd wander around. They'd see them watering and exercising the animals. And then an hour before the show would start, they would open the sideshow right next to the entrance. And they'd say, you know, the show is so big on the inside here that we cannot even put it in the main tent there. We have a whole separate show featuring strange, unusual, bizarre, and beautiful people. It is the sideshow. So if you want to come in and see it.
Mr. Robbins lapses easily into the cadence of an old-time barker. The term non-carnival people call the man standing outside the tent, trying to lure customers inside.
Traditionally, the barker is known as the outside talker. And a barker in a carnival is actually a guard dog. If you ask where the barker is, they'll say, you know, here, King, come on over here, boy, come on here, come on over here.
Admission to the traditional sideshow was often very cheap. Once inside, however, there was ample opportunity to, as Mr. Robbins puts it, relieve oneself of more money. That's what dings are for.
Magic act might sell you a magic trick. The giant might sell a giant's finger ring. The dwarf or midget in the show might sell a miniature Bible. We're not quite sure why it's called a ding, but I think it's the sound of a cash register ringing up a sale.
Most sideshows contained 10 acts, with an obligatory extra act added on.
At the end of the show, there's something called the blow-off, which is an additional charge, and it was usually something very strong. There was a term called working strong, which meant there was something shocking and startling about it. Like in our show, we have a girl that turns into a gorilla right before your eyes. It was often what's known as a half and half, which would be a half man, half woman, a hermaphrodite, who would talk about their condition, and then you would step behind the curtain into the annex, which is the curtained-off area where the blow-off would be presented, and sell a little postcard showing themselves in the nude.
It was a sight that kept almost everyone in the audience either amazed or fooled, and kept the carnies in the money. For more about sideshows and sideshow jargon, visit Tom Robbins' website at carnivalknowledge.com. That's carnivalknowledge.com, and take it from there. I'm Adam Phillips, reporting from Coney Island, New York.